To address the latest mass shooting earlier this week at UNLV, Jonathan Hildner was giving a seminar a building away. He says he was with about 100 people. They sat in darkness during the rampage.
Tight. Pray for these kids, pray for our country, pray for Vegas specifically as they deal with this situation.
Final exams have now been canceled at UNLV in light of the attack. Heartbreaking testimony in a courtroom in Michigan where Ethan Crumbly is face-to-face with family members of the four classmates he killed at Oxford High School in 2021. Jordan Burroughs is with CBS Detroit.
It has been a very emotional day. According to Michigan state law, the victim impact statements can go on for as long as they need it to be. Whoever wants to speak can speak, and there is no time limit at all. I would not be surprised if this goes into Monday or Tuesday of even next week.
CBS's Peter King tells us a man who fired shots outside a synagogue on the first day of Hanukkah yesterday was in court and will face federal charges.
The accused gunman faces federal firearms charges. Prosecutors say he's not allowed to own a gun because of illegal drug use. The suspect is an Iraqi-born U.S. citizen police say was having trouble with events in the Middle East. Officers say he told them "Free Palestine" when they arrested him.
New legal troubles for Hunter Biden, now indicted on 9 federal tax charges. Here's reporter Rob Legary.
Prosecutors allege that Hunter Biden, during the years 2016 through 2019, earned millions of dollars but did not pay his taxes, even taking a deduction one year, false deductions one year, to decrease his tax liabilities in 2018 to decrease what he had to pay.
Now to the war between Israel and Hamas in its third month now. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
The focus now is on southern Gaza in the city of Khan Yunis. Israel's military says it hit about 450 militant targets overnight, but the main hospital in the south, Nasser Hospital, has been seeing civilian casualties crowd in, many of them children, bloody and covered in dust.
Well, some good news for those buying presidents this holiday season. More people are now working. Employers added 199,000 jobs last month. One person who's super busy is Santa.
My elves are going crazy.
Santa Russ says his schedule is so jam-packed, he's even had to turn down requests.
It's been overwhelming.
HireSanta.com says it's seeing a 34.6% increase in demand over last year.
That's CBS's Willie James Inman. A lot of green on Wall Street this afternoon. The Dow's up 84 points, NASDAQ up 48. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app. It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Foxconn is getting $6 million in tax credits from the state of Wisconsin. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
It's $2 million less than what Foxconn got last year, but it brings the total payment from the Evers administration to over $43 million. Originally, Foxconn was supposed to get nearly $3 billion in tax credits under a deal signed with former Governor Scott Walker. Governor Evers revised the deal in 2021, and Foxconn has been receiving payments each year since then.
The Port Edwards Village tree lighting is this Sunday, December 10th. The event runs from 3 to 5 with outdoor games in the Horseshoe. Get your pictures with Santa and the Grinch at Mia Bella Salon from 3 to 4:45. Hear music by the Port Edwards Choir and Band from 4:45 to 5:15, and Santa will light the tree at 5. There'll be free hot chocolate and cookies at Al Cafe. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 35. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation 39. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this December 8th, 2023. Got your host, James J. here. I am going to welcome in part two at 3:30 our good friend Gretchen Powers, Executive Director, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Looking forward to having Gretchen join us. Right now, we have in studio our good friend Ashley Hagenow, Allison Dairyland's own, our 76th annual Allison Dairyland, I should say. It is really good to see you, Ashley. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, especially in studio. I'm so excited to be in person today.
Ashley, I know you've joined us at least once or twice before,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. Yes.
And with all the traveling you do, it's understandable. Usually it's on the phone, but it's mm-hmm. great to have you in studio. You brought a bunch of cool things for us to look at and everything. Thank you very much for being here.
And thank you again. It's an honor to travel across Wisconsin, and I'm so thankful my travels have brought me here to Wisconsin Rapids. Looking forward to highlighting a few different things here today.
We are in holiday go time. It is the season. Timeless holiday traditions is where we're going to go with the conversation today. And I want to start right there. What are some of these gift suggestions and recipes to celebrate the holidays this year?
Right now, we are in the midst of our annual Alice in Dairyland holiday campaign. Mm. And this highlights various something special from Wisconsin members and their products. The Something Special from Wisconsin program to kick us off certifies that products under this program have at least 50% of their production or ingredients or packaging taking place here in Wisconsin. So it's such a unique program to highlight local small businesses here in Wisconsin, especially during the holidays. The gifts I have here and the product ideas are ways to stay cozy, especially during the cooler winter months. Kicking us off, we have When I Listened to a Farmer. This is a book by author Pete Curran. Mm. It tells the stories of farmers through images and stories, and the author believes that farmers are the caretakers of our souls. This book allows you and your family to also learn the three R's of living, which is resilience, reverence, and reality. So to get us started, we have a book option as a great holiday gift this season or any time of year.
My mother, the former librarian, loves this, loves you. That's awesome. It's a great gift idea. Books are always a great gift idea.
They are.
It only adds on to that if you are making it a local book from a local author and giving an angle and a perspective that we don't get from a ton of literature, always the farming world and from the eyes of that and everything. Plus, those three R's are great. That's really good.
I agree. And Peter does a great job at highlighting what we call America's original entrepreneurs, the farmer, and being able to share their stories is a true craft, and he does a great job at that.
We love supporting local around here, and especially our arts. He's a great one. I've heard his name many a times.
Yes, especially within that agricultural space, he does a great job. And another gift idea I have is really great for keeping the indoors glowing this season during the winter. And those are candles from Zaire Essentials. These candles use 100% natural soy wax. Mm. And fun fact about soy wax, it actually has a lower melting point than paraffin wax. Mm. So these candles burn longer. Mm. And their variety of scents include scents that will transport you to the beach, to an apple orchard, to making baked goods in the kitchen. The options are pretty much endless. They have great holiday gift options as well.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up the soy wax. My mother and I are Jewish, and of course, this time of year, we're lighting candles for Hanukkah and everything, and it's something that is applied to that with candles, where they last longer because of that type of wax. So a lot of the Hanukkah candles are being made that way nowadays.
Yes, yes.
These ones with I've also heard, and I don't know for sure, you find out for yourself, the scent lasts longer with this type of wax as well.
I've heard that also, and these scents, they smell so good. As I've been traveling Wisconsin, I'll sometimes open the candles a little bit because they make your car smell so good, or any room of the house.
I've gotten into candles in the last year or so and everything. I'm going to try these. I've heard nothing but great things about them. And again, local.
Local. Yes, I'm actually going to go visit where their candles are made this afternoon. They're located in Rib Mountain, Wisconsin. All of the candles are made out of the owner's home, which is so special. And it's really all about small businesses and supporting local and being able to highlight small businesses.
And, you know, one of the things that I've talked with other Alices about, Ashley, that I think is really cool about this, certainly any chance to highlight local artists. We've got local businesses. We've got so many of these different things in this state, in this it's a big state. Mm-hmm. It's a lot to cover, so we like to get as many as we can out there. But the other thing that I've noticed, and other Alice's and I have talked about this before, the inspiration that some of these mm-hmm. things can be. There's other candle makers out there, mm-hmm. and there's other people that, well, wait a minute, they're doing this. Maybe I should give this a try. Maybe I should start a business. Maybe I should put something on Etsy or something like that. Mm-hmm. And we're just, you know, empowering more and more people to, like, take the ball and run with it, you know?
Well, and that's what I love about this campaign is, as Alice, I get to highlight the stories behind mm-hmm. these products, behind these small businesses. And if you are a small business owner yourself and you would like to participate in this program, we can touch on that in a few moments, just how you can become involved in this program to reap the benefits of being a Wisconsin small business, getting some of that marketing and promotion, and really getting your story out there.
Looking forward to getting into that with you.
Yes.
We were talking about being comfortable, and of course, part of comfort is being pampered. I don't know what that's like, but I do hear from enough people that it is part of being comfortable. And pampering yourself, take any opportunity you can this holiday season. It's a crazy busy time of year. You get a chance to, you know, pamper yourself, do it, and you can do it with a local item.
You can certainly do it with Little Bull Falls Soap Works. They are also located pretty close in the Rothschild area. Visited their store last night. It was so cool to see all of the hundreds of soaps and other types of products that Little Bull Falls is known for. But certainly pamper yourself this holiday season with some of their products. Their current and best-selling recipe is the result of tweaking and experimenting for over 20 years to get that perfect scent through their soaps and through their candles. I have with me some of their handmade soaps and their handmade candles. Mm-hmm. These products are made with all natural organic oils and butters, and their soaps also use raw goat milk made from Wisconsin. Goats here in our state, dairy goats, rank number one in the nation for dairy goat production as the state of Wisconsin. So these products really highlight local businesses and also many of our local farmers and processors.
I think that's such a sneaky cool stat about the goat milk. I don't think that's common knowledge. I think that's awesome to mention that. And it's kind of cool when I first heard that. I think it's really interesting. Mm-hmm. That's also one of the better names for anything I've ever heard. Little Bull Fall Soap Works. That's a great name.
It is a great name. I agree.
And they've been around 20-some years. That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. They've been around for over 20 years, mm-hmm. and their products are high quality. They have amazing scents. I have with me their Door County Cherry. Mm. It's one of their top-selling scents as one of their handmade soaps. And then I also have their Cranberry Apple Marmalade Candle. And that's just tipping the iceberg on the different options and the scents that are available through their products.
Ashley brought these products in, and I'm looking at them. She's showing them to me and everything. And one of the things that I notice is not only are they look great, and the packaging mm-hmm. is awesome on these, but that beautiful red label on there of Made in Wisconsin.
Yes, the Something Special from mm-hmm. Wisconsin logo helps these products to be easily identifiable in stores. It is an oval-shaped or circular-shaped logo that will be found on products that fall under the Something Special from Wisconsin program.
Buy local, support local. We are encouraging people to relax where they can and when they mm-hmm. can in this holiday season. Again, the stresses, the things, mm-hmm. they are, you know, there. You can't really avoid them, but you can do something about, you know, your downtime or when you have a chance to kind of take a breath. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's whenever you get that chance. And there's ways to kind of help people nowadays that weren't always around before.
Yeah.
Wisconsin is a big promoter of this and making it, it's a big part of our economy right now, and mm-hmm. to build the future of our economy mm-hmm. is CBD and a lot of the CBD products.
Of course. So if you're looking for ways to relax and you enjoy relaxing with CBD products, a super cool business I'm excited to highlight is Stanton Legacy Acres. They are a woman and veteran-owned farm. All of their CBD products are produced and processed and developed on their land and on their farm. They have super unique gift packages, and they're really focused on education and awareness around the CBD industry. So they are a great small business to support if you're looking to, you know, use some more CBD products in your life.
I think I also encourage people to reach out to them if you have questions about CBD and want to know more. I also would recommend locally here our friends at Family Natural Foods. Mm-hmm. Nobody is going to try to sell you anything you don't want, but they are going to try to give you information and give, you know, that you can make the decisions from there about how you feel about that stuff. But what I've actually wanted to get this particular organization on with us. Mm-hmm. I've read a lot about them. Yes. I think I want to say the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel did a piece on them, I think. They're a really wonderful set of people and really representative, I think, of the future of this state. We know how important it is to support our veterans and be there for them. And here, like many of our veterans, looking for ways to help us, looking for ways to benefit, which is such a soldier mentality.
Yes. I agree.
And we all understand, too, that having more and more women in these positions is vital to our future.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not going to mansplain that to you, Ashley, but it is. It's really important. So anytime to see these two groups represented, let alone with such a great company and really picking into the future of this state, really the future of a lot of economies. But Wisconsin in particular with our ag industry and where that's going and the direction those things are going. This is only, it's only better, it only helps people to inform themselves about these subjects.
Well, exactly. And what a great story to tell with all of these companies that we're discussing today. But when you get down to it, the Something Special from Wisconsin program has so many amazing and unique local businesses that are part of this program that have such incredible stories to tell that will continue to be told for years and years to come. And certainly Stanton Legacy Acres has such an incredible story to tell. If you are interested in more of their CBD products or hearing more about their story, would definitely encourage you to check them out.
Ashley and I were talking in our pregame a little bit about cheese, and we can't have you on and not talk cheese, Ashley. We have to.
It's just a natural progression, right, to talk about cheese on when it comes to Alice and Dairyland. Certainly an amazing company I'm excited to highlight is Widmer's Cheese Cellars. Mm-hmm. They are a fourth-generation cheese company that were established in 1922. They are located in Teresa, Wisconsin, but they really go all over with their cheeses. They are known for their famous aged cheddar, but also some of their Wisconsin originals like their Brick and their Colby cheeses, which I have here with me today. And the Widmer family is recognized for their cheeses. They've won many awards at the local levels and even around the world, and they certainly are such great ambassadors for the cheese and dairy industry here in Wisconsin.
They're real big givers too. They put back into communities.
Yes. Oh,
they put back into the state quite a bit too. And I've had their cheeses, many different types of them, and it's so good. It's so good. We are so spoiled in the state.
I know.
We got so many great cheese companies and cheese businesses, and
we do.
While they're well known by a lot of these different things, and Kurt, there is no product they make that is not famous. All of them are great. All of them are amazing.
I know. I agree. And I have their gift boxes. I have with me like their Brick cold pack cheese, their Brick cheese. There are so many amazing varieties to choose from within their gift boxes that I've been highlighting. And you can go visit their store or visit their website and see the full list of products that are offered that really highlights cheese production in Wisconsin and that story to tell, because there's high quality cheeses that we produce here. Over 600 styles, varieties, and types of cheeses are made right here in Wisconsin. And it's a culture all of its own. It really is.
I was actually doing some homework for our interview, and I was working on my laptop. My mom happened to see what I was working on and was curious about those gift boxes and went down a rabbit hole with those. There's so many of them. My aunts are all covered. My aunts are covered. Their gifts are done.
You've got great gift ideas.
Yeah, they really are. And there is always going to be at least a handful, if not more, people out there struggling with gift ideas. Yeah. And I encourage people not only to look into this, but to check out Ashley's blog and a lot of her social media, where she's been doing a lot, showing you a lot of these things. And it's been really nice to be able to see those. I actually pulled some up to show my mom so she could make the decision a little bit easier for her. She was visually seeing these things and stuff. It's really cool that you're doing that.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, check us out, Alice in Dairyland, on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter or X, and our website, because we are so proud to promote these products under the Something Special from Wisconsin program and hopefully inspire some unique gift ideas this holiday season.
This time of year is also a nostalgic time of year. Yes. We like to take a trip down memory lane and everything. And you have something for us with that?
I do. Lastly, if you want to take a trip down memory lane, I encourage you to check out CTL Foods and their malted milk powder. Mm. This malt powder is reminiscent of old-fashioned diners in the 1960s and 50s. They have been handcrafting their soda fountain malted milk powder for nearly 40 years. And there's a lot of unique recipes as it comes to malted milk powder, you can use this in an apple crunch malt ice cream or in some cheesecake recipes or, of course, hot chocolate.
Yes.
It is hot chocolate season right now. It doesn't feel like it today. It's a little bit warm out there.
We'll still have it, though.
We'll still get it in there this holiday season. So this is a great company and product to highlight as well. Reminiscing a little bit, too, during the holidays.
It's not a bad thing. It feels good. And it just tastes different, you know, that way. There's not a bad or worse version. Right? They're all great. But doing it this way, not only is it taste different and a little nice, but that nostalgia. That nostalgia tastes good.
Nostalgia.
We love the taste of nostalgia. I want to get into a couple of other things with you, Ashley, before we let you go today. But one thing I did want to highlight and remind people about is something we've already touched on a little bit, your social media presence. We have been very lucky. Every Alice that I've talked to, and that's about three or four of them, you guys are amazing. They pick such great people for this
thank
role.
You.
And you guys really knock it out the park. Every one of you seems to learn from the other and to take what they did and kind of take the ball and run with it and kind of do their thing with it.
Of course.
It's been really cool to see. I love what you have been doing on social media.
Oh, thank
you. And I cannot express enough to people out there to like and subscribe to your Facebook pages, to where your presence on social media. It's fun. You're finding out about these products in fun ways. And you're getting like a little bit of a look at them that I don't think you would normally, which I encourage about. And I also wanted to mention your blog. That's really fun, too.
Oh my gosh. Well, and thank you for helping to highlight what we do, especially in that digital social media space with Alice and Dairyland. With Alice and Dairyland, we are promoting Wisconsin agriculture wherever we can and hopefully reaching new audiences each and every day through different social channels. That is on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter or X, being able to highlight the Something Special from Wisconsin program and what I do on the daily, whether it's industry tours, getting into classrooms, events that I have the honor of attending. I think it's so important to promote just what makes Wisconsin so unique. And we also do that through our blog on our website. Again, our website is aliceindairyland.com. And we have a blog that we publish on the regular to highlight Wisconsin agriculture. We've had a few blogs highlighting the Something Special from Wisconsin program and different commodities, whether it's dairy, cranberries, specifically focused on cheese, vegetables here in Wisconsin. The list goes on. And it's all just aiming to provide education and awareness on Wisconsin agriculture and what makes our state so unique for our agricultural industry.
We mentioned this earlier. If there is a business out there listening that is a Wisconsin business and would like to be a part of this, they can reach out to you, Ashley, and find out more.
Certainly. And I would definitely encourage folks, if you are a small business owner especially and are interested in learning more about the Something Special from Wisconsin program, to visit the website somethingspecialwi.com. This website is an incredible resource, especially if you're a small business owner. You can find more information on becoming a part of the Something Special from Wisconsin program if you have a product where at least 50% of the production, ingredients, or packaging is taking place here in Wisconsin. On the website, there is a link to follow where you can submit a membership application. You pay a small membership fee, and then you start to reap the benefits of promotion, of marketing, of storytelling on behalf of your company and the products that you offer, getting the word out in Wisconsin and even beyond on what makes your small business so special. So highly encourage folks to visit somethingspecialwi.com.
You've got a great business. We want to help that business. And no matter how big your clientele or how well your business is doing, you can always do better. You can always have more and reach more people.
I agree.
And we want to support that. We want to be a part of that and help you do that. So please reach out to Ashley and the team over there and support your business, support and put it out there. And you know, maybe you never know too who you might inspire. You know,
I agree.
That's we've got local new businesses starting all the time, and I think it's pretty cool that we bring each other up, you know, in this state. And I like seeing that. Ashley, we've talked about a lot today. Where can people find out more information about some of the things we've talked about?
I would encourage folks again to visit somethingspecialwi.com on the topic of something special from Wisconsin, especially if you are looking for some last minute gift ideas or local businesses to support any time of year. The Something Special from Wisconsin website is a great resource. There is a member directory on the website that lists all of the hundreds of Something Special from Wisconsin members and their businesses and their products. You can even search products by category. Mm-hmm. If you have a certain gift idea in mind or a certain local business that you'd love to support, you can easily search that on the Something Special from Wisconsin website. And if you really, really want to support hyper local in your area, there is also a member map on the somethingspecialwi.com website that lists businesses in your area or your part of Wisconsin that you can certainly check out their website, even visit their businesses in person, to highlight supporting local and supporting local community members in your area. And if you'd like to learn more about Alice in Dairyland, I would definitely encourage folks to visit our website. Once again, that is aliceindairyland.com. On our website, you can learn more about the Something Special from Wisconsin program, but also more about what Alice in Dairyland is, our program history, our current initiatives, and information for the upcoming Alice in Dairyland finals, which will be held in Door County.
Yeah, that's coming up.
It's right coming up.
The corner.
It is. It is May 2nd through 4th of 2024 are the official Alice in Dairyland finals dates. I actually am getting up to Door County this weekend to attend a few different holiday markets, make wreaths, celebrate the holiday season up in the Door County area. And about once a month, I travel up to Door County as the current Alice with the goal to promote Door County, promote agriculture in Door County, and really get folks excited for the Alice in Dairyland finals.
As we get closer to that, I would love to talk with you a little bit more about how you've enjoyed this run. And you know, as far as like how you could, the type of people that would should really try for this and you know, encouraging them to do so, because it's such a great position, a great thing to be able to do for your state. And I want to also encourage people to check out not only the website, but if you are interested in having Ashley come visit your business or your event, please reach out to her. She loves doing this stuff.
Please. Yes. Oh my gosh. And again, I would direct folks to our website, aliceindairyland.com. There's also a request Alice portion on our website. If you have an upcoming event or you'd like me to attend a tour or anything else happening in your community, you can certainly go ahead and request Alice in Dairyland. We'll get that added on the calendar, and I would love the chance to highlight an event or a business in your community.
Ashley, you touched on this a little bit as we're getting ready to let you go here. Where are you going? What you got going on next?
Great question. So this afternoon, I'm heading over to WAOW to continue highlighting the Something Special from Wisconsin program. And in the coming weeks, as we prepare for the holiday season, I will also be highlighting Wisconsin butter. As Wisconsin butter sales increase pretty dramatically, especially leading up to the holidays, as many of us might be using butter in holiday recipes, cooking, baking, you name it. So that's what the next few weeks look like. And then looking ahead to already in 2024, we will have some fun campaigns highlighting Wisconsin ginseng, Wisconsin potatoes, Wisconsin cheese. We'll have a whole topic dedicated to Wisconsin cheese production. And I'm looking forward to getting into more classrooms with the Expedition Agriculture Program, especially with fourth and fifth grade students. We have some fun events around the state highlighting Wisconsin agriculture, some fun upcoming conventions and expos highlighting different Wisconsin commodities, and hopefully plenty of miles traveled with our new program vehicle. Her name's Tassie.
Oh,
we just unveiled the new name.
It looked new. It looked like it's a beautiful. It's a great ride right there.
It is a great ride.
And I love her name. I love the name. Oh, it's a great name.
Yes.
Ashley, we love talking with you, love hanging out with you, and thank you so much for everything you're doing, not only for us, but our state. Keep up the great work. Safe travels out there. We've mentioned it a couple of times, but if people want to connect with you, how can they do that?
If you'd like to connect with Alice in Dairyland or give us a follow to follow along with my adventures across Wisconsin, go ahead and like or engage with us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or Twitter or X. We are on those platforms Alice in Dairyland. And if you'd like to learn more about the program, if you'd like to request Alice to come to your upcoming event, go ahead and visit our website, aliceindairyland.com.
We talk a lot about buying local, supporting local. That includes Alice in Dairyland. Support Alice, support the work that she is doing. We appreciate you, Ashley. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you and yours. Enjoy your holidays.
Thank you. You too.
We'll talk soon. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine for you right here at WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in part of the listening area for Monday, December 11th. The Joint Legislative Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Marathon County Courthouse. The Wood County Public Safety Committee will meet at 2 p.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. The Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recreation Commission will meet at 4 in the first floor conference room at City Hall. The Village of Port Edwards will hold their regular meeting of the Police and Fire Commission at 5 p.m. at the Marshall Bueller Center. The Village of Buren Board of Trustees will meet at 5:30 in the Municipal Center in Wisconsin Rapids. The Wisconsin Rapids School District regular Board of Education meetings will begin at 6 at the Board Office on Peach Street. In Adams County, the Property and Recreation Committee meeting scheduled for 2 has been canceled. The Health and Human Services meeting will take place at 4 at the Adams County Courthouse in Boardroom A230. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast tonight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 35. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation, 39. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this I almost said August, Gretchen. You threw me off. It's working with you. It throws me off sometimes a little bit. I get excited to talk to you. It is December, everybody. Just a reminder, it's December. December 8th, actually. And I know this is pre-recorded. I could erase all this, but I'm not going to. We're going to keep it in because it's real radio. That's what we do around here. We are so happy to welcome into our studio our last guest for the week at Midday Magazine, the best one we could ask for, Gretchen Powers, Executive Director, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We're going to talk about a couple of things with Gretchen today, but I do want to send a shout out to our great friend Meredith and the people over at Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau that do such great work and give this half an hour to a local nonprofit usually and gives us a chance to hang out and talk a little bit. We love that. We appreciate all of our friends at Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau.
Thank you so much for having me and inviting me, Meredith. This is a great opportunity for us.
Gretchen, I know that tonight is opening night for A Candle in the Window, our holiday season show. This is going to be going on tonight at 7 over at the WRCT Auditorium, the theater. I want to get into that with you a little bit, but should we kind of discuss maybe community theater, Rapids Community Theater, WRCT? I was thinking about this when I got the notes from Meredith, and I was thinking, you know, we talk about so much about the theater, but I don't know if we've really talked about the history of the theater in years, really. We are so in the moment, we have to be. You know, we're trying to promote a current show or something, so we don't really get a chance to go down the path and look at how we got here. Do you mind if we do a little of that?
I would love that. Actually, it's been a little bit fun for me. I mean, I've always known things about the theater and it's where it came from and who started it. But as I've been in this position, you know, I go through old file cabinets and I find envelopes of photos and see previous shows we've done or old fundraisers that we used to do. And it's like some of them are memories and some of them are like treasures and relics because they are kind of what made us. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it started in 1975, and they actually used to be called the Community Players of Wisconsin Rapids
I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't even know that, yeah.
I know that like Kathy Miles and Ellen Reisler and a bunch of other people were founding members, and we don't have many founding people still, you know, participating, but we do still have them come to shows. I kind of run into people. Like I joined Rotary as a just to try to get, you know, be more involved in the community and everything. And I've met some people who were in the early shows or at least their mother was or something. And it's been very interesting. And so back in the day. I get to say that now. My son actually will ask me things like, what did you do for groceries in the 80s? They didn't have stores back then. And he's in the play that they're doing right now, and he has to pull out a dollar, and the play that they're doing takes place in the 80s. And he's like, Mom, I can't use a dollar bill. I got to use a coin because you guys didn't have bills when in the 80s. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
How old do you think I am? Out of the mouths of babes. That is.
Right. He's seven. But yes, back in the day, we used to actually just perform our shows over at the library, and we would only, just with the schedule of other community events, we'd only be able to do 3 shows per year. Mm-hmm. I remember, and then we wouldn't practice at the theater because we didn't have a space. Like, I remember being over at the Girl Scout camp. We would do rehearsals there or in church basements, the old cultural center's basement.
That's right, yeah.
It was kind of everywhere, and it wasn't until... Walmart moved, or they built the new Walmart, that space was vacant, and that's when we were lucky enough to take that space. The city was kind of able to throw together a lease for us, and it's become our home. I was quite young. I was probably only 15 or so when they were doing all the campaigning for the new theater, but I was part of the fundraisers. Mm-hmm. I remember having to dress up like Dorothy for something because it was like the slogan was like, there's
God,
no place.
That had to be cute. That's awesome. Yeah, that's a smart move. Whoever thought of that? That's a smart move.
There was a slogan about like no place. There's no place like home. And that was a lot of our like fundraising stuff. So I recall the red slippers, and they're still in the costume area and walking around with a basket and handing out flyers. I wanted back then for the theater to succeed so much that I would put myself in whatever volunteer position I could, and it's kind of probably would help me get this position today.
Well, it's the symmetry, it's the beauty of this and stuff. We've talked about this in Director's Cut and some other spots. You're mentioning it, I immediately brought back on some of these moments, and my first, I would say, 6 or 7 shows with WRCT were at the library, and having to do rehearsals in different locations and everything. It gives me this great warm feeling when I think of current actors and writers now and going forward, have this beautiful studio, this it's not just the stage, but the studio itself, all that room for props, for costumes, different things like that. The side stage, if you will, that is able to have more independent, works and things. Where this company has come, even in the short time I've been around, is just cool and beautiful to see. I can't imagine for you, Gretch, where you grew up in this theater, what it's got to feel for you. I know how much it impacts me and hits me. I can't imagine for you what it must feel like to be able to not only see all these things, but now to be a key hand in the future of it.
Yeah, I feel like it's always been a second home to me. And lately, this week especially, I feel like I live there. But but that's another story. But it's really just awesome what we're able to do now. I mean, we are able to build some really amazing sets just because we have access to the stage all the time. And so we tear down the walls for one show and start building them the next. I've had some discussions with holding off a couple weeks before we start building our set so our Silver Foxes can use the main stage a little bit more frequently, or if the children have a project they want to do. But I mean, all in all, they get a good set built within 2 to 3 weeks, and our set builders,
incredible,
especially Pete and Jim, they're just amazing. They take an idea and roll with it. They do research. Our current show is a train station, and I've never been in a train station because never had to be in a train station.
Right. Yeah.
So I wouldn't know what one looks like. And they did research. They looked in books and they Google searched everything and found they're down to how the clock on the wall is hung is how they've built and dressed the stage. It's really awesome.
Gretch and I had a meeting this Tuesday. I stopped by the studio to say hi to the stage. I mean, Gretchen. I got a chance to take a peek at that stage. And I spent a lot of my youth in train stations and that and everything. And it's I got it right away. Not only that it was a train station, but it was old school. Like I felt like I was literally at a train station. Not just that I got what it was, but I felt like I was at one. We've been very fortunate. I've never done a show at WRCT that didn't have a great stage, didn't have great props or any of these things. And a, you were part of Dark of the Moon, right?
My brother was. I think I did some stage backstage work, or at least I just watched it a million times. So yeah, I remember you in that one. So.
With that small stage, we had a mountain on that stage and at the
that
library.
That was one of the cooler sets that I've ever seen back at that place. That and the Anne Frank set was real cool. They had an entire annex on there. So
it's nothing against it to say that our stages haven't always been great, but it's a whole different ball game nowadays. The last 2 years, the way that our sets have been built and designed, they are must see alone, let alone the great characters and actors that we have created on those stages. It's been really cool to see. I want to send a real shout out to all of our great stage builders out there.
Yeah, and But like you said, I don't know that I've ever seen a bad set. Mm-hmm. I feel that there's always just a lot of thought that goes into them. And if our director is stuck, our set designers are able to come up with something awesome. Mm-hmm. We've done a lot, and it's really cool to just kind of say, I want to see what we're going to do for this set.
So. You're so right about that. you mentioned as we're talking about the history of WRCT, that there used to be 3 shows a year that they would do. We've gone on to 4 now. We have 4 seasonal kind of shows, if you will. But it's not just that. WRCT is a year-round thing now.
Yeah. Yeah, so now we have, it feels like forever that we've been doing
kinda
it. But yes, we kind of focus on children for the summer, but we are using the theater space all year. And when we put on the shows, we don't just do one show. It's most of the time, we do 6 shows, 6 mm-hmm. performances. So mm-hmm. it's over the course of 2 weekends. And I feel like it just gives people a good variety of different things. If a drama isn't their thing, they can go see the comedy in the spring or whenever it may be. I feel like our play selection committee is really scratching their heads at what to do next, mm-hmm. just because what we've done some really great things. We don't want to repeat anything. So if anybody out there, listeners, have seen shows in other community theaters and are thinking, man, that would be really cool to do here, feel free to send me an email or call me. You don't have to direct it, but you can put it to our play selection committee and they'd find someone to direct it.
Gretchen was even nice enough to listen to me ramble about my one-man stage show of doing every Simpsons character. It's really bad. It's not very well done, and I'm not very good in impressions, but she was nice enough to hear me out on it. We're not going to do it, but she was nice enough to at least hear me out about it. So she'll listen to your ideas.
I'm an idea person. I will definitely brainstorm. And if you have interest in directing or stage managing or running props or being in the show, don't be afraid of coming out. We're not a scary group, and I feel like people who have kind of stepped away from the theater for several years have been starting to inch their way back because they knew who I was. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I like it when people come and talk to me. So
yeah. as we're talking about WRCT, and we're going to give you guys a preview and touch on A Candle in the Window premiering tonight at 7 o'clock at the WRCT Auditorium, I want to also use this opportunity, like we do anytime we're talking to you guys, to encourage people out there to be a part of the theater. We can never have, there's never going to be a point, not only in our community theater's existence, but any community theater, we got enough people. Like, you can never have too many people. If every person in town here wanted to be a part of WRCT, we'll find room. We'll make it happen. We want that. That's the essence of what community theater is to get more and more people involved and to show more and more people that, hey, you don't have to just be entertained. You can be the entertainer.
There is no us without you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we want to encourage you, whatever it is. And you can dip your foot in the water. You can go ahead and maybe you want to do props. Maybe you want to hand out pamphlets in the beginning of a show or something. It doesn't have to be, doing a Hamlet on stage. You can do some of these smaller things and kind of find your way in what speaks to you. Maybe you are an actor. Maybe you're somebody who excels in props. You and I have known many people that have, over the years, who have made a career backstage working props or doing different things. Some of our favorite people have been doing those kind of things.
I 100% agree with you that some of our favorite people are the people doing that. I really could not thank the people that work backstage enough, because they are treasures, and I adore them all.
And we could always use new friends and new people to be a part of these things. And one of the things that I think WRCT has done so well that not every community theater, in fact, I can't think of many that have done this, is community theater, theater in general, it's great. A certain play is going to have a certain age range, though. These characters of 20 to 30 or something like that. WRCT is so inclusive, is so representative of not just this area, but of the times. And hey, if you're a kid who wants to be a part of something, well, we have Hopo Productions. If you're a senior and want to be a part of something, we got the Silver Foxes. Like, no matter what your age is, there's no excuses to not be a part of things if you want to be.
And it's not just even about age or anything. We are also inclusive when it comes to, like, abilities. Like, if you get up there, you get a part, and then you're finding out that you are struggling with, you know, lines or something like that, and it's just not going to happen. We're going to find a way to make it happen, yeah. Even if it's not the ideal way. We're there for you, and there's so much grace and so much acceptance that we're community. I mean, I want to put on really great semi-professional shows, but community comes first, and the people in the show come first. So,
and I know firsthand that she means every word of that. She's shown me it in many different ways, and sometimes in ways that probably weren't easy for Gretchen. But she means every word of that, everybody, and that's part of the reason why so many of us are excited to see you at the helm of this. It's fitting, it's deserved, but it's also pretty dang cool. It's also, you know, it's great. We're looking forward to seeing not only as you get more and more in tune with the job and comfortable with it and everything, but knowing that we can breathe easy. You know, that okay, WRCT is going to be all right. We know that now. As these positions get filled, as we, you know, have different people come into it, not just with this, but any of our nonprofits out there, there's a concern there with that. The community was relieved immediately when they saw that you were attached to that position. So we're in good hands. We're in great hands tonight. We've got a great show going on tonight. I know how hard you and the team over there have been working. What was today like this morning? Like, you were over at the theater, I imagine, doing a ton of things. And
I'm basically, well, today I made sure that everything for the concession stand was well-stocked and all the drinks were in the fridge and everything, because I would hate for them to have warm soda or warm beer. We sell beer and wine and water and soda at our concession stand, and that's actually become very popular, especially now that we allow it in the theater, as long as you bring the little twisty cap top with it so that you don't spill. And I'm very thankful for anybody who buys those concessions. They really help our theater. We have a lot of random costs, and like this week alone, we had a couple donors who helped us get our grand drape. We still had to cover a giant cost of it, but it's a beautiful, beautiful curtain. You saw it when we were hanging it up.
Yeah.
The funny thing is that after we hung it up, and I sent, you know, talked to the guy who we got the thing from, he's like, "Oh, well, you should have let me know. I would have helped you guys hang it up." I'm like, "Oh, thanks, Terry."
That's great. Now, now do you tell me these these touches are only going to enhance the theater experience for the goers, for the people on the stage. It may not seem like something. Well, a curtain, okay, what's a curtain? This curtain actually stands out. It's a lot lighter. There's a lot more to it that makes it a lot easier for the team.
I think my favorite part about it is that it doesn't smell like dust.
Yes.
When the balance dropped after we were removing it, just this giant cloud of dust went up, and I'm like, well, that's cool.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that took some.
I ate dust for lunch, so that was fun.
Yeah, you're full. Yeah, you got enough of that, and not a lot of vitamins in that either. This show that's premiering tonight, A Candle in the Window. Seth and I were touching on this in the morning show a little bit. It's a popular show, but I don't know if the storyline, the subject matter is common knowledge. Can we touch on that just a little bit to give people a bit of a preview of what they're expecting?
I've had a couple, you know, different people come in and misname it. You know, they think it's called Candle in the Wind, and not an Elton John variety show. And you know, I mean, it's you know, it just word of mouth gets around. Nobody knows telephone. Yeah. What was the question?
A little bit of the preview of what the show is about. Yeah.
So I feel like this is a story that a lot of people can relate to. I feel like, it's about people who are trapped at a train station on Christmas Eve. They're all travelers going somewhere. They're all going through something on the negative side. Like, it's dark. It's not dark, but it's deep. And getting stranded on Christmas Eve when you're supposed to go there, when someone in your family is sick and dying, someone you've got to get somewhere and deal with a problem, or you're running away from a problem. And, you know, what do you do when you're when you're stuck in a building? And so it's like they kind of find help within each other, but, you know, they also still kind of bugging each other. And it isn't until children come stumbling into the train station in the middle of the night, dressed in their nativity costumes, because they were headed over to the, they snuck out of their homes to go practice at the church and saw lights on at the train station, and they wanted to give it a try to an audience to see if it was quote unquote El Sucko. That's what one of the kids says.
Yeah.
I love it. Or El Stinko or something like that. Whatever. Anyways, they put on the show for the grown-ups, but then they stick around and have some hot cocoa and have some conversations and kind of find out that these kids are a lot wiser than the grown-ups. And there's a twist ending at the end, which will give you chills. So
it will. This one is a bit more of a feeler, I think. You know, it's a little more realistic of a Christmas tale. And I think audiences want that more. You know, not to say that they don't love the classics and those things, but I think people are looking for something like that in this day and age. And it's great to bring them classics, but to bring them something like this, maybe a forgotten classic, if you will, it's nice. And it gives something people something different this time of year. So that is a really nice opportunity to give people, too. And it's a fun show. I because Deb is directing this, and she is one of my theater moms, like a lot of us out there, I really was tempted to audition for this. So I hadn't read the script before I read the script. I was blown away by how well written this is. It's a very well written script.
I did a little research on the when I was looking through the publisher and stuff. I'm like clicked on it and was like, why did you write this play? And he said that a good amount of his inspiration came from talking to strangers over the years, and he had been in a similar situation as this, and so it kind of sparked the idea for it. And so
And you hit it on the head. It's such a relatable play. Even if you've never been stuck somewhere on Christmas Eve or Christmas week or something like that, I think almost all of us have had the fear of that happening and put ourselves in that moment and stuff. Your tire pops on the way to go see grandma or something like that. That's what happened to me. So that's I'm pulling that out of it. And immediately thinking, oh, God, I'm going to miss my grandmother's Christmas or something, and the guilt of that and everything. That kind of thing is very universal. And that alone, I think, brings people in. And at a certain, when you get to a certain age, it's almost impossible to be in your mid-20s or 30s and be celebrating Christmas and not missing somebody, not thinking of someone. A lot of us are doing that. I know my family and I are really heavy with that this year, and we weren't really looking forward to Christmas. We weren't really even thinking of celebrating it. It was talking about this show with my mom and dad. It was similar things like this going on in town with the lights and everything that have geared us and pushed us a little bit towards more like, no, you know, Nana and Papa, they love this holiday. It'd almost be insulting not to celebrate the day and not to get into it and to go join the community and celebrating and everything. These things go a lot deeper than I think we realize sometimes. Now, not only having these things for the community, but having something to not distract us in a bad way, but distract us in a positive way. The show itself is going to be premiering tonight, 7 o'clock. You've got shows on the 8th and the 9th this weekend, and then they're coming back the 14th, 15th, and 16th. 7 o'clock shows for all of these. That Saturday, December 16th show has a 2 o'clock matinee.
Yes.
As we're wrapping up here, Gretchen, I do want to real quickly touch on the schedule. And that it's been this way for a little while now, where we don't have the Sunday shows anymore. How is that going from you and the board's perspective, and how is it going from the communities that you're heard?
Well, we are back in discussion with it. I was served on the board for 6 years before I was in this position, and I feel like we've gone round and round with what our show schedule is going to be, because not everything is going to work for everyone. Sundays don't really work real great, but then again, we still have people calling and saying, I wish you had that Sunday matinee.
Right.
And I mean, we've been currently doing this two shows on the last Sunday thing, and that's just hard on the actors. I've had a few actors just say, doing two shows, especially the really long ones, that's just a little bit hard. So we are talking about everything and kind of looking into what's going to work best for the majority for the future. So sit tight. I can't talk about it too much until we figure it out.
And I didn't mean to pry.
And I think that I think that there are some positive changes that are going to be happening in the next season. So,
As you know what it's like. You're an actor too. We'll do whatever we, you know, is the schedule says we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. But I was curious because of hearing from community people that they were enjoying a lot of this, and certainly we all love the 2 o'clock matinee. So that isn't going anywhere, whether it's a Saturday or a Sunday. I imagine that's sticking around, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. And I mean, it's my biggest. I mean, one of the grateful things I'm grateful for is that with this cast, she cast. There were enough kids to audition to double cast the show.
Yeah.
So she split up the cast, and one group of kids is doing three performances, one is doing the other three, and it almost got put where the first weekend would perform the Saturday, Sunday, and then the Thursday, and then the kids would have the rest. I'm like, wait a minute, hold the bus. Mm. That means that one group's going to have to do two shows in one day. Let's have group one do the matinee and group two do the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening. So it's like, I would have hated to see those kids have to sit there and do two
That'd
shows.
Be a lot.
I always am looking out for the kids. They kind of come first.
Right on. So. And that's another reason why we're very thankful for you in that position. We need people thinking that way. We want to encourage people to not only attend this show, take in this show, but take in as much theater as you can locally here at WRCT and be a part of things at WRCT. Technical, actors, hospitality, facility, anything. We will find a place for you, and you will find a new group of friends, a new home with WRCT. I guarantee it. Gretchen, if people have other questions, if there's businesses out there that want to work with you or any of the above, how can they contact you?
They can either call me. My phone number is 715-421-0435. But then weeks like this where I'm in the theater and running around, it's easier just to email me. And my email address is cdwrct@solaris.net. Or you can just stop in and hope you get me. usually I'm sitting in the box office every at least Monday through Friday, but our box office is closed on Monday, but I'm typically usually there. So if you call me and say, hey, are you there? I'll let you in. So
want to send a shout out to our friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. Got a lot of great things going on locally in town here this weekend. The 7th annual Christmas tree walk at the Southwick County Historical Museum. Check that out. Our River Kings are in town taking on the Minnesota Moose. That's going to be a great set of games. Get on over to the Southwick County Rec Center. And of course, buy local, support local theater, a candle in the window, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's holiday show premiering tonight at 7. They're going to have a show tomorrow at 7 o'clock, then the 14th, 15th, and 16th 7 o'clock shows with the 2 o'clock matinee on the 16th. Get your tickets and find out more at wrctheater.org. Always good to talk to you, Gretch. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you next week. Want to send a shout out to our good friend, Pam Hilke, the heart of this station. Great scheduling week in and week out. Pam, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at WFHR.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
The Todd Almost Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say it, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.